you so much for joining us today. And again, this is John Hayden. He is called a Sherpa for Passionate Change Makers, a doula for brilliant ideas, and is all about helping nonprofits change the world with smarter marketing. And I very creatively lifted that directly from your website. So thank you.
Copy paste.
I wrote it down longhand, old school. And John, you are also very well known for having authored the book Facebook Marketing for Dummies. And you know, there is Facebook. We were just talking about this the other day. It's just huge. It's everywhere, and it has even brought in folks that nobody thought were ever going to be using social media. My parents were just here visiting, and they're on Facebook. I mean, they have to ask me how to use it, but they're on Facebook.
Well, actually, that's the fastest growing demographic on Facebook. Is seniors actually?
Yeah. Yes, you can assume that, you know, my parents are in their late 60s, so that's in that group, right?
Yeah, because it's really funny. I was reading an article the other day about that, about seniors, basically, and apparently, you know, the assumption is, oh, well, old people, they really won't get it, and they're not tech savvy, but actually... You know, they can understand technology. They can understand how to use it, but they really wonder, you know, why should I use it, right? So your parents are really smart. They value their time. They know how to spend their time wisely, simply because they've just lived their lives for a certain amount. And they know what's important, what's not important. So now with Facebook, the reason why they're using it is so that they can see pictures of their grandkids and other family members. That's kind of where they're coming from.
That's so key. I mean, I find myself often saying that to them. Like, if you want to know what's going on, you want to see what the kids look like, because we're 400 miles apart. You know, you want to see what the kids look like, go on Facebook, check it out, because I'm always updating that stuff. How do you, John, think that, you know, how can nonprofits look at that growing segment? And, you know, what's the good takeaway, you think, for a nonprofit organization? Because the question always comes down to, how do we use Facebook? What are we supposed to be posting on there? So maybe speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, it's a great question. It's a pretty big question. Basically, the way to view Facebook as a tool, you know, as a marketing tool, the best way is, it's basically a word of mouth machine. That's all. It's intended to get your people who are already passionate about the organization. It's really intended to get them talking to their friends about the cause or about the nonprofit, and that's it. That's totally it in a nutshell. Now, where seniors are a little bit different than most of us, in that they're extremely selective about their networks. So the networks with seniors tend to be a little bit smaller, and they are because they prune, they really select. They don't really understand the idea about just accepting a friend request from someone that you just met. You know, they don't get it. Like, why should I be friends? Time is limited. My time is precious. My family's precious. I'm going to be friends with these people, right? So when they share something, it's very different than if you and I share something. When they share something, it's really something that's really meaningful to them, and they really put a lot of thought and intention behind sharing anything online, you know? So Facebook is really like a word-of-mouth machine. So the place where nonprofits should start, the starting point, is with their existing community, you know, with their email list, the donor database, face-to-face. You know, it's not like Facebook is going to make people like an organization if nobody likes the organization to begin with, right? So the foundation is the organization has to have a really good donor outreach and donor retention and relating to volunteers and stewardship. So that the foundation has to be in place, and then Facebook is used as a tool to enhance that. you know, to scale that, basically.